Iran says it is seeking a three-step strategy in the talks with the P5 plus one group in Russia. That is according to a member of Iranian delegation in Moscow. He said in the first phase of the talks, Iranian delegation will criticize the other side for losing chances after the talks in Baghdad and refusing to hold deputy-level talks. He said the P5 plus one has dealt a blow to the talks in Moscow. The Iranian diplomat said Tehran will also give clear and well-documented responses based on the NPT to the other side's proposals. He also said the Iranian delegation will test the P5 plus one's commitment for serious talks. The secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Saeed Jalili, is heading the Iranian delegation in Moscow. EU foreign policy chief Catherine Ashton is leading the P5 plus one group. The two-day conversation will focus on a number of issues, most importantly Iran's nuclear energy program. The two sides have already sat down for talks in Turkey and Iraq this year. Well, to get the latest on those talks, we're now joined by Press TV's Kaveh Taghvai, a Press TV's correspondent who is currently in Moscow. Kaveh, I'm going to hand it over to you because I know that you have a guest standing by as well.
Yes, thank you, Waghar. Well, we're looking at roughly 2 hours into the meeting at this point. The first session probably either rounded up already, if not, will be very shortly. It's very important that I stress the posturing that has taken place. And really, not to confuse this with any type of step-by-step, but rather the approach that the Iranian side has taken. Again, need to reiterate the fact that Iran has been very critical of the fact that the P5 plus one, after the Baghdad talks, delayed this preparatory meeting that Iran had requested in terms of the experts to sit down and set up a framework in order to confirm and reconfirm, actually, what was agreed upon in Baghdad. And also, in terms of the response by Iran, the proposal that the P5 plus one has presented, Iran said that, of course, they're going to sit down and they're going to discuss the proposals that have been given, and they will give it serious thoughts, obviously showing, again, the Iranian side's seriousness behind them coming into Moscow, which is something that Iran has said showed the weakness of the P5 plus one due to their delay, which at the end they had agreed from that phone conversation that Lady Ashton did have with Dr. Saeed Jalili. Let me now introduce our guest. Let's have his take on these very important talks. We have Vladimir Sotnikov, who joins us. He's a senior researcher at the Institute of Oriental Studies, the Russian Academy of Science. Vladimir Sotnikov, why don't you first tell us, given the fact that there was the Istanbul 2 talks, then we had Baghdad, and now we have Moscow, how you see the pattern of talks up to this point?
Well, I think that it's a good thing already that the talks are going on, because after 13 months of break in the negotiations between the leading countries of the West and Russia, including Russia and China and Germany and France, there was no any negotiation. So now the negotiations are going on. So I think that probably it's not too much expectance to show that there will be a major breakthrough, but it's a very good thing that Western partners, of Iran in these talks think and see that Iran is serious about reaching a comprehensive, I think it's a comprehensive arrangement on the so-called Iranian nuclear program. So and I think that Russia is very much helpful in this, because Russia, and this is an official position of Russia, and I share it, that Iran has all the right to have peaceful nuclear utilization of atomic energy. So I think this should be the prerequisite for any further negotiations which will follow, and I think they will follow in the future.
Well, Iran has taken this stance, and they've echoed that in a statement that they revealed today. And that was the fact that Iran, A, is very serious about these talks, and also that they are going to sit down and expose or reveal their seriousness, show to the P5 plus one that they're going to discuss the proposal that they have put forward. But Iran is not getting the feeling that the P5 plus one is reciprocating the seriousness in terms of showing an intent, not only going into the talks, but also regarding the five-point package of proposals that Iran has presented to them. Why do you think this lack of motivation, so to speak, from the P5 plus one?
The only reasonable or feasible explanation to this could be that the P5 is not the homogeneous party. There are European countries. There is the United States, which is included in this P5 plus one, and there are China and Russia. So up to now, I think, despite the fact that probably before the negotiations which are going on now in Moscow, the positions of these different participants of this P5 plus one group somehow coincided with each other, but despite this fact, I think that still there is a difference in approach, say, in American approach, in European approach, and an approach on behalf of Russia and China. And that is actually probably because of that, in the future negotiations, there could be different moments. When I'm saying different moments, there could be different proposals which could follow the Moscow meeting here. And I think that Iran actually showed what it intends to do and what it wants. As well as P5 recognized that the step-by-step approach, which was suggested first by Russian Federation, could be working. So I think that still what is lacking here, this is a higher level of trust between Islamic Republic of Iran on one side and some Western countries on the other side. That is the first thing which is needed in this kind of negotiations. This is a high level of trust, because on the mutual trust, there could be going forward in any future negotiations. And I think there is a kind of trust which, for example, exists now between the Russian Federation and Iran.
Thank you very much, Vladimir Sotnikov. We appreciate your statements. Well, Waqar, as I mentioned to you, at this point, probably the first session, which started at 11 a.m., is probably rounded up at this point, waiting to get some news on that. But we can see that based on the Iranian position, that they are very serious, and also they are serious. Their seriousness is relayed by them sitting down and relaying that they will be examining, responding, and engaging themselves in the package of proposals as presented by the P5 plus one. Waqar?
All right, Kaveh, thanks a lot for that. That was Press TV's Kaveh Taqvai joining us.